Next patient is Buller Robert. Next patient is Buller, B B U L L E R, B as in boy, B U L L E R Robert, R O B E R T. Date of date of birth is 2/21/46, and the date of visit is 4/25/23. Date of visit. Next paragraph, please make a copy of this for Dr. Michael Townsend from Ormond Beach. Next paragraph, dear Mike, thank you for sending Robert Buller for primary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 77-year-old male who has a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, has recently been sent for a chest CT. I'm sorry, recently been sent for a abdominal CT for abdominal pain, and was found to have a small loculated right pleural effusion with underlying atelectasis. Period. The patient states he has never had any problems breathing, denies chest pains, denies recent history of pneumonia, denies any nausea, vomiting, or aspiration, and denied fevers or chills. He has not lost any weight. Next paragraph, his past history, the patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history of diabetes mellitus type 2. He also has hyperlipidemia. He had history for left peroneal nerve injury, for which he had a nerve stimulator placed. In brackets, StimWave, S-T-I-M-W-A-V-E, StimWave. The patient also had a history for left knee replacement surgery more than 2 years ago. The patient states that he has trouble ambulating due to shooting pain in the left leg, and the nerve stimulator may be helping him. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for left knee replacement surgery in February of 21. He also has a history of diabetes mellitus and hypertension. And denies history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies are listed. Next, habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 4 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol, mostly wine. Next paragraph. Let's see. Oh, can you also add in the habits? The patient worked as an electrician and has been exposed to asbestos and other chemicals, as well as secondhand smoke. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died at age 86. And mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no recent weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts, glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. And he has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has coughing spells and heartburn and abdominal discomfort. Denies diarrhea. He has no chest pain or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. He has no anxiety, no depression. He has no easy bruising. He does have muscle aches and joint pains and denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Denies skin rash, no itching. Next, medication list. Glipizide 2.5 milligrams daily. Lisinopril 2.5 milligrams daily. Simvastatin 5 milligrams daily. And gabapentin 300 milligrams BID. Next, physical exam. Oh, can you mention allergies? None listed. Next, physical exam. This elderly white male was averagely built, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superfluid edema. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 978, weight is 229. Saturation is 97. HEND non-phthalic pupils reactive and equal. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected. He has no inflammation. Next up, number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and breath sounds are diminished at the bases. And scattered visas bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular as on an S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no regular megaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema. Mild varicosities. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Oh, can you also mention in the extremities? Extremities revealed left knee deformity from previous surgery. Also, a left leg nerve stimulator attached to the lower leg below the knee. And peripheral pulses are well felt. Neurologically, no focal deficits identified. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Loculated right pleural effusion etiology undetermined. Number 2 is diabetes mellitus. Number 3, hypertension. And number 4 is rule out COPD. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate the loculated effusion. And a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He was advised to use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 plus PRN. But he prefers not to use any inhalers. He will come for a follow-up visit in approximately 3 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Michael Thompson, MD. Michael Townsend, TOWNSEND, MD. Dr. Souza, thank you.